Where are we going, buddy?
Let's get our hymn. We'll turn to hymn number 6. Hymn number 6. I want to know more about my Lord.
Well, I'm talking about
while traveling
through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way to glory land. I'll not turn back for some tomorrow. My trials here I'll understand. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. I want to know more to go there someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I mean to know more than I know now.
That sounds pretty this morning.
I'm glad I know the blessed Savior, for through His blood He set me free. A rough the road I shall not waver, for some glad day His face I'll see. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. I want to know more about that homeland. I mean to go there someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I mean no more than I know now.
I like verse 3. Listen right here.
He promised when His soul ascended, I'm coming back, the Lord did say. If on His promise you depended, on wings of love you'll soar away. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. I want to know more about that homeland. I mean to go there someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I mean to know more than I know now.
Amen.
Amen. Turn to hymn number 227, all along. 227. Oh,
olive sacred brow, Jesus spent the night in prayer. He's the pattern for us all alone. portion of the day. We will find it always pays to be alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be with the sanctified and blessed. There are days I'd like to be all alone. These can never grace impart to my weary, sin-tossed heart. There are days I'd like to be just all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone.
Listen right here.
There are days to fast and pray for the pilgrim in his way. There are days to be with Christ all alone. We can tell Him all our grief. He will give us quick relief. There are days I'd like to be just all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. When a heart is broken up with a bitter, woeful cup, then the time to go to Christ all alone. In our blessed Lord divine, there is peace and joy sublime. When we take our sorrows all to Him alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone. There are days I'd like to be all alone with Christ my Lord. I can tell Him all my troubles all alone.
Let's all stand in fellowship for this third song.
Amen.
Y'all remember who the song that was? The favorite song? That's old Natalie's favorite song we just sung. Right over there. Page 306. Take up the morning offering. And God to give, give. Page 306. The old gospel ship. Shake somebody's hand. Tell them that you love them this morning.
I have the dream and that is why I sing. All my joy is in my sin. I plan to take a trip in the good old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm going to take a trip in the good old gospel ship going far beyond the sky. Going far beyond. while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
If you're ashamed of me,
you have no cause to be.
Or with pride,
I am an heir.
If too much fault you'll find,
you'll surely left behind. I'll go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in a good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. While I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen this morning. Thank God for everybody that is gathered out in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank God this morning that Brother Nathan and Brother Brandon has come this way with us here this morning to be with us.
Amen.
In a little church. And them brothers are going to be bringing the word, and you need to work at listening. And they're going to work at preaching and work at listening. Now, you got to work at listening, folks. Because, listen, three things, and I preached on one of them about a month ago. Three things wasn't in that tabernacle. One of them, it wasn't a chair in that tabernacle.
That's right. That's right.
The Bible says in Samuel, the brother Garrett, that Eli sat down in the house of God, ere the lamp of the Lord, the light went out in the house of God, because Eli sat down in the house of God. Wasn't no chairs in the tabernacle. God didn't want them in there sitting down. He wanted them working, because there come a day when the great high priest, which was Jesus Christ, listen, he would sit down, the Bible says, in the right hand of the Father, because all the work, Brother Bobby, was done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So God said they wasn't going to be, listen, there wasn't going to be no chairs, no couches, no recliners in the tabernacle, because the work was never done. They was always sacrificing, they was always cleaning, there was always something to do inside the tabernacle. The second thing, listen, that wasn't in that tabernacle, and I preached about it, there wasn't no floor in the tabernacle. There was dirt there. There was always dirt in the tabernacle of God. God had covered everything in the tabernacle. He covered, listen, every little thing in there, every little nuance in there, God had it covered, and we studied that in Sunday school, in the tabernacle, but he didn't, listen, cover the floor. There was dirt in the tabernacle. There was always in there getting dirty, and they was always in there needing to be cleansed. And if you come to church looking for dirt, bless God, you'll find dirt. And if you go into the tabernacle and you look for dirt, brother, you're going to miss why you're supposed to be in there in the first place, brother. And it's amazing to me, they camped outside the camp, Nathan, and the same dirt that was in the tabernacle was the same dirt in their tent. Amen.
Amen.
So if you come looking for that, you'll find that. But Brother Gert, the third thing that wasn't in there, and that's what I'm going to say, there wasn't no windows in the tabernacle. Wasn't no windows. I have these window shades pulled right here, because if not, y'all do this the whole service. You do. I had that door moved back there. You know why? And it's natural tendency when the door moves. Y'all do like this the whole service. It's hard enough to preach anyway, and y'all sit back there, or somebody sit back there, you know, fixing your hair if you got hair, or you're like me, or looking out a window. What are you saying, Brother Kevin? God didn't have, Brother Gert, God didn't have no window put in that thing, because he didn't want people, Nathan, to get distracted looking outside the window.
That's right.
Because they get distracted from, they'd miss the,
right.
They would miss, listen, they would miss the brazen altar, they would miss the brazen laver, they missed the shoe bread. You know, that's about 18 inches off the ground. It's low enough that you can get to it. You can get to it. Jackson can get to it. It's low enough off the ground. The bread was in a place where it's low enough for anybody. If you had to crawl up, bless God, you can get. You can get the bread.
Amen, son.
But if there's any witness in there, you get distracted, and God knows we don't need distractions.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
So there's three things that are not in the tabernacle. Because God didn't want them to sit down, and God didn't want them to focus on the dirt, and Brother Bubby, that God didn't want them to get distracted. So you've got to work at listening in the house of God. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
What do you say it for, Brother Kevin? Because I preach in a lot of churches. I've been around a lot of people.
And it's real easy for you. And we got little children in here. They don't bother me that bad. The old ones in here make me mad. About backslide me sometimes. But we'll fix that out. And I love them too. I just want them to do right.
That's right.
And, but if you ain't careful, you'll get distracted in the house of God. And I taught on this Wednesday night, by the way. Tune in. I taught on that when you went to church and it was useless. Yeah. You ever really done that? Tune in to that if you can handle it. Tune in to that. Listen to that. It'll help you. But when you go to church, listen, you go to church, it's useless. Sometimes you go in there because you just get distracted the whole time. You let things distract you. Get you find fault in there and get off to where you need to be. And so we don't want that to happen here this morning. So you work your listening. I love you here this morning. If you're here today and you're lost, we want you to be saved by the grace of God.
Yeah.
We want you to get saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Nothing would thrill our heart. You say, I've got to get some things fixed up in my life, Gert. No, you don't. You just need to come to God, give it to God, and God's got a way of fixing all that in your life.
Amen.
Amen. If you're here today and you're a Christian and you're not where you need to be with God, we want you to move up.
Yep.
All God wants you to do, little boy, and we talked about this in Sunday school, is repent. Go a different direction and get it right in your life. That's all God wants us to do when we're not right, brother, is repent and get right. Because there's a severe consequence if we don't repent and get right. Amen. So if you're here today in that, listen, you'll experience the judgment, the chastisement of God if something ain't right in your life. But Brother Brandon May come with us this morning. I didn't know he was going to be here with us this morning. And he announced his call to preach over at the Union United Baptist Church. How long ago, brother?
January.
Back in January. So he's been preaching a whole 2 months. And I told him, I've been talking with him back and forth, and I told him, I said, if you come up to church, I said, I'll put you up and let you open up. Now, I remember when I first announced my call to preach, and Nathan, Gert, and Nick's out preaching this morning, and Darrell, y'all pray for where Darrell's at this morning, them poor people. But when you first start preaching, brother, you need somebody to encourage you. And even after you've been preaching a while, it helps somebody encourage you along the way. Encourage you. So this brother is going to come. I'm going to ask him to come and open up services and preach. And we're going to encourage him. And I want him to feel free. And he's a friend of mine. I love him. He lives right. He lives clean. If he didn't, he wouldn't stand here.
Right.
Y'all know that.
Right.
And y'all amen him. And y'all listen. Y'all encourage him and help him. And come on up, brother. You feel free here, son. You feel free here.
I promise you, you can't say nothing I ain't already said worse for
these. I believe it.
He listens to everything we put on the sermon audio, bless his heart. We've ruined him here, son.
Lord, old Zion will throw you out.
I believe that,
brother. Amen.
I'm very thankful this morning that I get to come up here and be with Brother Kevin and get a worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with brothers and sisters. I don't know very many. Kevin and Brother Trenton back there are about the only people I know in this church. But I do know that if you're born again, if you have the blood of Christ in your life, we'll get to go to heaven together.
Amen.
We'll get to live for eternity in heaven together.
Amen, brothers.
But if you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like for you to turn to Matthew chapter 25. This has been on my heart since last Monday, chapter 25 in the book of Matthew. I'm going to read a couple of verses and then we'll try to break it down the way God give it to us. And it said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Yeah.
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
Uh-huh.
And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Amen.
Go ye out in to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so.
Not so.
Let there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy ye yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut.
Oh, the door was shut.
And when God shuts the door, brother, ain't nobody going to open
that
door.
Brother. Uh-uh.
Afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the home, the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
Let us pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, today, God, we need you this morning. We pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will fill our hearts and our souls and our mind, Father. We pray, God, this morning that we hear from heaven, Father, that the preacher will show up, Father, that God Almighty will show up and move in the avenues of this church house, Father. We pray, God, that you'll speak to those hearts, Lord, that don't know you in part remission of sin. We pray, Father, that you'll speak to their hearts and convict them, Father. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, for those that need uplifted and encouraged. This morning, Father, we pray, God, that they hear from heaven as well. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We need your help this morning, Father. We love you and we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
As I begin to read this and to study about the marriage, there's going to be a marriage one day for Jesus Christ and his church.
Amen.
He is the groom and his church is the bride.
Amen, son.
Amen, son.
And whether we're ready or not, he's coming.
Amen,
he's coming.
Amen.
The Bible says that they don't know the day or the hour,
amen,
but he's coming.
Amen.
So it's up to us to be ready this morning.
Amen, son.
Bless your heart.
And while I read this, it said five wise and five foolish, and the lamp is our life.
Yeah.
It's a resemblance of our life, and the oil is the Holy Spirit of being born again.
Amen.
John 3:3 being born again.
Yeah,
that's the only way we're going to get there, through by the blood of Jesus Christ. But as I began to read this about the marriage, and I started studying the Jewish customs about a marriage, and I began to read, and they go back, and the fathers, just not like us here in America, where a man and a woman will go out and they'll pick a woman or a man that they think sees fit. But over there, the Jewish custom is that the daddies will go out and try to find their children the right couple.
Yeah,
that's right. You say, that's just like the father. You know, nobody can come to the son except the father draws.
That's right, brother.
And,
amen.
And during that time, you know, when they come together, you know, this comes to my mind, you know, and they have a little shindig. They have a little time that where all the family members come together, and that bride to be and that groom to be will come together, and that's the time when they try to sit and talk and see whether it's going to work out or not.
Yeah,
you know, and at that time, you know, in marriages today, you know, we wrap our arms together and we take drinks, you know, to celebrate. And that's what they do over there. If they really think that things are going to work out and then marriage is going to come, they reach their arms around each other and they drink. And may I say that Jesus Christ already drunk his drink. And it's up to us to go ahead and take that cup and to wrap our arms around Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, and to begin to drink our cup and to live for him. That's the only way that we can go to heaven is to live through and by him. Through and by Jesus Christ. But as I begin to read that and to think about it, and I'm going to go to John 14:1 because that goes in with the marriage marriage as well. And he goes, he says, let not your heart be troubled, for you believe in God, you believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. He said, I go away to prepare a place. He said, if I go away, I'll come again. He's coming, church. You need to be ready. We don't know when that day is going to come. And to go back with the Jewish customs and... When the father he goes, the bridegroom or the groom will go to his father's house. He can't just build our own house like we do here.
Yeah.
He had to add on to his father's house.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ went away to prepare a place for his bride. Where his bride? He went away and he's coming again.
Amen,
but the groom, when he built, he couldn't say whether he was going to come to get his bride or not, the father had to tell him whether or not he was coming or not.
Amen,
and the bride had to be ready. She didn't know when her groom was coming as well. So, I mean, that's how it goes.
Be ready.
You know, we got to be ready no matter what.
Amen.
Bless your heart, preacher.
I love him so much this morning. I feel him all down in the depths of my soul. I'm thankful to know that I'm ready to go when he comes. Church, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready to go to meet the bridegroom?
Yeah. Amen.
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 We gotta be converted, Brother Kevin.
Amen, brother.
You know, there's a renewing of the mind, a renewing of the heart, the soul. There's something that goes on when a man will give his life to Christ. There's a change that happens. And there's a man by the name of Peter. You know, a man that walked with Christ all throughout his walk when he walked on earth. And he told Peter, he said, when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren.
Amen, son.
You know, there has to be that conversion point in our life when we have that renewing and that we're saved by the grace of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, if we could work our way to heaven this morning,
we could brag about it.
And that ain't so, Brother Kevin. We're here by the grace of God, and He saves us by the blood, shed blood of Christ. I'm so thankful that I got to be here this morning. It's a wonderful time, and I'm just so thankful. You know, and when we are converted, you know, we have to be born again. You know, there has to be that change, like I was telling y'all. If we're not converted and we don't have the blood of Christ to our lives, there's going to be hell to pay,
brother.
I mean, it's simple fact. I mean,
amen, brother.
There's going to be damnation.
Amen, son.
I mean, we're going to stand before a thrice holy God on judgment day.
Amen, brother.
And we're going to give an account for whether, for the deeds that we've done, whether they be good or whether they be evil.
Amen, son.
And if you don't have the blood of Jesus Christ, I pray that God will speak to your hearts this morning, and that you may understand that you're lost and undone, because that's the first thing that comes into your... You got to understand that you're lost before you can be saved. You got to know. You got to understand that you're lost, and I just pray that God will speak to your hearts this morning, and that as Brother Nathan comes and he breaks the great bread of life, and I just pray that he'll speak to your hearts and that you'll turn from your wicked ways before it's everlasting too late.
Amen,
brother.
Let's go to the Lord in a way of prayer. If you will, let's sing us a song.
Go ahead. I'll sing us a song, brother. Let's all stand this morning. Sing us one, Brother Brandon.
Good job, son. Good job. Hold on,
brother. Brother Brandon, been preaching about 2 months.
Good job, brother.
Yeah. Did a wonderful job. And he's a nervous wreck. I'm going to tell you right now, he's shaking all over right here. Now, if you think preaching's easy, just announce your call and old Kevin will put you up here next week.
Yeah.
That's right. I'll put you up here and we'll sit there and look at you like a calf looking at a new goat. Yeah. I've always said, unless God, brother, calls, and you know what I'm talking about, unless God calls you to preach, anybody that would get up here and say they was a preacher and wasn't called to God, they got psychological issues.
They do.
It's a hard place to stand. And the brother brought you the Word of God.
Amen.
Brought you, listen, something out of Matthew 25 about that marriage supper.
Amen.
About that marriage. The bridegroom come, and he called out, and some of them wasn't ready, Brother Bob.
Yeah.
Now here's what's going to happen to a lot of people. Here's what's going to happen. Now, all 10 virgins, some of them had oil in their lamp, some of them didn't. You know what's going to happen, Brother David? There's going to call come out, Nathan, one of these days, brother. And some of them, maybe some of them in here, they ain't ready.
Yeah.
They ain't ready. Now, it's going to be too late to come down to the old church and make that ready.
Yeah.
It's going to be too late when you get hit head on, or cancer comes in your life, or something happens to you at the hospital. It's going to be too late, Brother Trent, to say, God, I need a little oil, put my lamp. Now, it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, we're used to the bailout society, the bailout. Everybody going to get a break. Get bonded out. Right, when the Lord comes back, there ain't going to be no bailing out. Christ's going to go out, brother. Go ye out to meet him. Either you're going to be ready to meet the Lord, or you ain't going to be ready to meet the Lord. Yeah. Ain't no in between.
Nope.
That's what the brother been bringing to you this morning.
Amen.
And brother, I'll tell you right now, he done a good job.
Yeah.
2 months into preaching,
Amen.
Did a wonderful job.
Amen.
He'd come back here and we encourage him and love him, and it's a hard thing and a hard place to stand right here. Go to any church, in your home church or go to a visiting church. It's hard, brother. You did a wonderful job.
Amen.
Lead us in a line of song. Lead us in some songs. Let's get our hearts and minds ready to go the Lord in prayer. Brother, lead us in a line of song, brother.
Kneel at the cross. Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. Listen to his voice. Leave with him your care. Kneel at the cross, leave every care, kneel at the cross.
Jesus will meet spoken request by uplift of the hand. Pray one for another. Pray for this brother as he's starting out preaching, that God will be with him and God will dwell with him and help him along his way. And may we be at a place where he can look back someday. When I first started preaching, folks, I can look back to little churches, Gary, that helped me, that encouraged me. And I want this to be, you know what I'm talking about, brother, that yeah, they're special to you because they helped you, they encouraged you. And I appreciate that. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, Brother Jamie. Take us to the Lord in prayer this morning, brother.
Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we've come here to God today to, how God, give you thanks. How God, to give you glory and honor to your name. How God, we thank you for what the brother, how God preached to us. How God, about the word. How God, we thank you, Lord. How God, for blessing him. How God, used him this morning. Hey, God, I pray. How God, bless you, Lord. How God, die as you go. Hey, God, preach your word. How God, I pray you put power on him. Hey, God, use him, Lord. How God, how you see fit. How God, I pray. How the brother
Help us, Lord. I got for me
get wrong. God, let us get right. And God, let us pray. Glory to your name, Lord. I just pray, God, have your way in this service, Lord. God, if there's somebody sitting here lost, God, I pray today will be the day. God, they come to know you. God, as their Savior. I love you and praise you, God. I thank you for reaching down and picking me. I got up out of the pit. I got put my feet on the rock. I got with you, Christ. I thank you for that today, God. And I love you, Lord. God, just bless this service, God. Have your way in it. And God, we ask it all in the most precious name I know. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Drink it away, brother. Drink it away.
Brother Goble, you want to sing one this morning? You knew I was going to call on you, didn't you? You knew I was going to call on you, didn't you?
Adam's going to sing with me, though.
That's all
right. You blessed my heart this morning when you said you put your pennies in. You said you was a little member putting your pennies in.
As a little boy. Kid went to Sunday school. You know, that's one of the biggest regrets I've got in my life is I didn't raise my kids in church.
Bless your heart, sir.
Are we you now, son?
Yep.
Bless your heart, brother.
That's touching right there.
Sure
right
is, buddy. That's real, son.
Bless your heart.
Bless the Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
My Savior was praying one day in the garden.
Yeah.
He knew that he must soon give his life. He knew that he must go on to Calvary. I'll tell you, my friend, he paid a great price.
Thank you, boys.
6 hours on the cross,
yeah.
Our Savior undying.
Hey.
6 hours on the cross, oh what a sad time. My God, why am I forsaken?
Yeah.
6 hours on the cross, your Savior and mine. Now soldiers led Jesus to the judgment hall.
Yeah.
He suffered and bled and died for all.
Yeah.
They crowned his head and spit in his face. There was no one to take his place.
Yeah. Sing it, boys.
So tired and so weary, he could not lay down.
Yeah.
While carrying his cross, he fell to the ground. Oh, sinners, wake up,
yeah,
and give up your pride.
Yes, sir.
6 hours on the cross, he hung there and died. 6 hours on the cross, our Savior hung dying.
He spent 6 hours this whole week.
6 hours on the cross, oh what a sad time. My God, why am I forsaken?
That song was
6 hours on the cross, your Savior and mine.
Amen. Sing that, whatever you got. Bless your heart, buddy. Brother Bubby asked me to sing this. Y'all just pray for me.
Yeah.
What you gonna do? The old prophet cried. Bake the boy and me a cake, then we're gonna die.
Amen.
You see, there's been a famine here, struggling for so long, and all the food that we had stored is gone.
Yeah.
He said, rearrange your plans. I've got good news for you.
Yeah.
Bake a cake for me first, and God will see you through.
with a cup of oil and a handful of meal and sorrow in her eyes. She put the mix upon the fire, and it began to rise.
Yeah.
Oh, they began to rise. God's blessings began to fall. If you'll trust Him for your bread, He'll feed your one and all. If you feel you've reached the end, and there's no place to go,
yeah.
The barrel's never empty.
Yeah.
Well, every day at supper time, she walked to the old meal can. She'd scrape the bottom with her cup. God kept putting it in. Oh, the old rim reaper kicked the dirt as he had to walk on by. He thought he'd had another life, but God's barrels don't run dry. Oh, they began to rise. God's blessings began to fall. If you'll trust Him for your bread, He'll feed your one and all. If you feel you've reached the end and there's no place to go, the barrel's never empty to feed the hungry soul.
Amen.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Got anything this morning, brother? Sing,
preach,
whatever you got on your heart. Sing
three or four songs and preach 30 minutes.
Yeah. Bless
your Lord. Bless
you.
Huh?
My Lord, bro.
Hey, ball game ain't the 2:40.
Yeah, we got plenty.
Hey,
we got plenty of time.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. Could I hear it? They might lose.
Hey, tell them, guys.
That's right,
son. Tell
them. Well, I was thinking about our young brother here. You know, he got up and stood up. Brother Kevin, I'm going to tell you something right now. Brother, I'll tell you something. This is hard.
Yeah,
brother, I know what you're going through. It's what, you know, I said all week, I prayed, but brother, because he gets hard. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm telling you right now, for me, praise God, I said, Lord, I wouldn't want to stand up for that pulpit and say one thing that would discourage or somebody or somebody to go to hell. That's how important you all are today.
Yeah.
I tell you something right now. Boy, I tell you, God loves you today, and you know what? He don't want to see no one go to hell today.
Right,
and I tell you, listen to me, when you go to prayer, you pray that God will use me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something right now. If I didn't feel Brother Jamie that God had called me, I would go in front of Kevin at his church and tell him I missed it. I stand in front of the association. Brother, tell him I missed it. That's how scary this thing is.
Amen.
He wouldn't bother me a bit, but I fear him more than any man on this earth today. Praise God. You know, I come down the road this morning. I look from my family. I pray God. I pray it like it is.
I pray God.
You know what? When God called me, I'm going to have to preach to my family and to my friends and to my neighbors. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Oh, how I love Jesus. But boy, will not get out of bed.
Amen.
You know what? You don't want to get if you won't get out and come to the house of God. Boy, I tell you, you better take time for God. Because I can tell you right now, all them Israelites back to the take time,
praise
God, God's judgment
come upon
them. Amen.
You better take time. If you say you believe,
they back you. Amen. 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 I'm telling you right now, praise God. I tell you, I'm talking about my own family. They're mine. I'm talking about
what
God. Praise God. But I'm telling you right now, I told them, I said, Mommy, you're the number one. I tell you to flee from the wrath to come.
Yeah.
But she brought you up. I tell you what you need to do.
Amen.
And you know what? I told him at Christmas, and I told him about
every
let Jesus sit the way.
Amen, girl.
You got a mommy and daddy. And I tell you right now, if you're a mommy and daddy, your kids need to be in this church.
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
It'll be true. My heart. I pray God to see people. I just keep on keeping on going this way or that way. But boy, I'm telling you, one day, after a while, God's going to say, son, you go get my children. And like he said, brother, I said, want to go. When that door is closed, it's closed forevermore.
Amen.
God, there'll be no, you can repent and say all you want, but you ain't coming out.
Amen.
Every word
is
true.
Every word.
Bless your heart,
God. Pray for me as I sing a song. I listened to the song today, and you know, it's another song. God's been, God's seen Brother Randall. God's touched you, ain't he? And brought you out there. Praise God. I've seen many miracles. But you know what? The Bible says, when I get looking into a mirror, behold, we forget, walk away and forget what manner of man that we are. Praise God.
Amen, buddy.
Faithful.
Bless him.
A walking miracle, a talking miracle, this Jesus reached. Way down his hand and rescued me.
So
he took the blame. He bore my pain. And I have never been the same since Jesus made a walking miracle of me.
Yeah.
Listen, I owed a debt I could not pay. I had no hope, no other way.
Yeah.
Then in despair, I called upon the Savior's name. Down on my knees, the answer came. I felt the touch, I felt the pain of the chains. He made a walking, talking miracle of me. He called old Lazarus up out of the grave. He made the crippled man walk away. He healed the deaf and dumb. He touched the blind man and made him see. And like the miracles he did back then, praise God, he's gone and doing it again. He made a walking, talking miracle of me.
Amen.
A walking miracle, a talking miracle, since Jesus reached way down his hand and rescued me.
Amen.
He took the blame, he bore my pain, and I have never been the same.
Amen.
Since Jesus made a walking miracle of me.
Amen, son.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're here today in life, God can make a walking miracle out of you today before you leave here.
Amen.
Turn over.
Bless your heart, brother.
Bless your heart, brother.
Wonderful job. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Come on up, Brother Nathan. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me, he is so wonderful.
Yes,
he is so wonderful. He is so wonderful because he first loved me.
You can be seated. I thank God that Brother Nathan Harless has come and been with us here this morning, Brother Brandon. Thank God the Spirit of God's been here this morning.
Yeah.
If you're here today and you're lost, today be a good day for you to get saved.
Amen.
I know this brother's a good brother. He's from the INS Free Will Baptist Church, and he's a good preacher. And I want him to feel free, let it rip, whatever God puts on his heart and mind to feel free and just preach the Word of God with liberty and boldness. And I love you, Brother Nathan. Come on, son.
He's a man of God,
my
dear friend. Take your time, son.
I appreciate that today. I thank God for the opportunity always to stand to give God praise and glory for what he means to me in my life.
Bless your heart, preacher.
It's amazing to know the way God puts things in order. And the message has been on my mind for a long time. I remember a couple years ago, me and Brother Brent Haney was preaching in revival up to Bug Branch Church. And preached on this message then, and then Brother Brandon gets up this morning and begins to expound and read the verses in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, and just begin to kindle a fire.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says, stir up your pure mind, by the way.
Stir it up, remember.
And boy, just the power of God, the Word's quick and powerful this morning, and it's sharper than two-edged sword. It can do a lot of things for your life this morning.
Amen.
Let it rest in your heart. The Word of God can change you in a way that absolutely mom and dad can't do.
Amen.
The Word of God can make old-time, maybe traditions or old-time taught that you've been taught for many, many years.
Yeah, buddy.
That those things that you believe with every fiber of your body, but it can be changed, because I want you to understand today that it's what thus saith of the Word of God. That'll change your life. That'll set you free. That'll make some things in your life begin to come, and you'll be able to ever see the things that you're short of this morning, or something that you need more than anything. And there's been many times in my life that I needed what thus saith the Word of God is so bad. But sometimes, brother, I'm telling you, it's hard sometimes to grow.
Amen, brother.
Grow and suffer.
It is, buddy.
Amen.
And you know what happens when growing sometimes hurts. It does.
Yeah.
Growing hurt. It's amazing that.
Yeah, buddy. Bless your heart, brother.
But as we get a little more on this journey, we understand that we're doing two things. Either we're dying or we're growing.
Amen.
There's never a time in the Scripture that I could ever read where God says, I want you just to be just absolutely just everything's fine. Just come to a calm and be at ease.
Yeah, never.
There have been times in the Scripture where I see where he says, stand still and watch me do things. But in your life spiritually, in your life growing, there's never been a time where he says, let's be ease, everything's going to be okay.
Amen.
Because I understand this, because a long time ago I heard a message preached, either we're in a storm, we're coming out of a storm, or you're getting ready to go in a storm.
Amen.
That's
brother.
Life, period.
Amen.
In this what ye shall have tribulation,
brother.
Well, this morning, this Brother Bandon, wonderful job. I remember when I first started preaching 2 months into it, boy, it's absolutely called me old knee shaker. I feel, to this very day, I get that very shaking in my life, because I understand the importance of preaching what thus saith the Word of God.
Really?
I understand that this is the most valuable thing that we have on this side of heaven, is what thus saith the Word of God.
Amen.
Why? Because the Bible says the best instructions before leaving earth.
Amen,
period.
Brother. Amen. Yeah.
And to be trusted to handle this is very, very, I feel very honored this morning.
Bless
appreciate
your
pastor having us coming up again. We thank God for another opportunity to be at this church. But in Matthew chapter 25, it's amazing to me to Brother Brandon begin to read these verses of Scripture. And then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Understand this, folks, that every one of the virgins here today looked exactly the same. Did you see, brother, it's because I carry the Bible, and it's because that I may have a coat around my back, or maybe have a tie around my neck, that doesn't mean I've got Jesus in my heart. This is where the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and a mouth confession that's made unto salvation.
Amen.
Religion makes me sick.
Yeah.
Well, I come to church 5 days a week. I can check the box. But religion is not a relationship.
Amen, brother.
Amen, brother.
But 5 of them, you see, they all 10 virgins. Likened to 10 virgins, we took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. They absolutely had one direction in mind.
Amen.
But the verse 2 said that's when the separation comes.
Yeah.
That's when we understand that they're separated people. He said in verse 2, he said, and 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish.
Yeah.
5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish.
Yeah.
Now understand, in the scripture, the wise man done more than just the foolish man. The wise man done a little extra. You see, the wise man, he built his house. He didn't just build his house up on what the on this or that, upon the earth or on the sand. The Bible says he done a little bit of extra. He dug a little deep and found a 62 and 6 of Psalms. I said, he only is my rock and my foundation. But I said, he dug a little bit deeper. I said, no, it's not going to be like this, because I understand that the world's going to fall. But if I build my house upon the rock of God, it shall stand.
Amen, preacher.
And he said, I'm going to be a little bit wiser, because I'm going to dig a little bit deeper. I know the storm's coming.
Amen.
Hey, folks, it's coming.
Tell them, Nathan.
Hey, it doesn't matter how everything's going good at the house. I'm telling you, it's coming.
Amen.
Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Yeah.
Why? Because he looked at the church at Ephesus and said this, forget it, you're going to be in a battle for your entire life.
Amen.
Hear me.
Amen.
Get ready. Get suited up.
That's good.
Five of them were wise. So they dug down and found themselves a rock.
They sure did.
You know what? I preached them.
Lord bless
you. Oh, my mind's going. I preached them a lot on the rock, and I preached a lot where, understand this about particular trees. I'm fascinated with things in the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I love to read on some trees, and the cedar tree is amazing, because what the cedar tree does is its root system is don't grow out, but it grows straight down.
Yeah.
It's not got a very big wide root system, but it goes down. You know what it does? It goes down and it finds itself a rock. And when that root system finds itself something to hold on to, it is strangling itself in it. Why? Because it understands that it can't hold itself by its own root.
Hey.
It's got to have something to hold to it. And what happens when the wind comes, it begins to rock that old tree. Bless God, it don't hold on itself, but it holds on what left at the rock of God. And the wise man dug deep, and he found a ship of rock.
Amen.
And he built their own.
Yeah.
But the Bible says this, the foolish man, five were wise, and five were foolish. And the foolish man, and they that were foolish took their lamps, as Brother Brandon said, took no oil with them. You see, they all look the same. They all standing up there in front of 10 of us tonight, and we all could stand up here with you. We'd look at you and we'd tell you we love Jesus.
Yeah.
And we'd all look the same. But all of a sudden, you see, I can't separate that.
Yeah.
You see, I can't look inside the heart. See, there's a very special place in your heart this morning that only God can visit.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Amen.
With a heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With a mouth, confession made unto salvation.
Amen.
I love that song. There is a special place in my heart that only God can talk.
Amen. Secret place.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And five of them were foolish and took no oil with their lamps. But the wise took oil in their vessels and with their lamps. You see, there's something about having that special Spirit of God in your life. There's something about having that special oil. That when everything else goes, when the lamp is about ready to burn out, when there's completely darkness around, and there's nothing else to do, and what happens is, you see, the devil will take you out, and what he'll do, he'll get you out by yourself, and he'll say, hey, you don't need your oil, I'm just going to keep you here just a little bit,
yeah.
And I'm going to send you back to the light.
Yeah.
What happens, you know, but when the man of God begins to see the devil coming, he said, I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a little bit of oil with me, in my lamp. I'm going to take what thus saith the Word of God. I'm going to hide it in my heart. And when I go out here, I'm still going to shine.
Amen.
I'm still going to shine. I'm still going to have what thus saith the Word of God in my life.
Amen.
No matter what time it may come, I still trust it in Jesus.
Amen.
While the bridegroom tarried.
Yeah.
You see what happened? That's what Brother Brandon was speaking about in John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. For not so, he said, I have told you.
Yeah.
So I go to prayer place for you, and if I go, he said, I will come again. So while the bridegroom tarried, listen to this, folks. They all slumbered.
They all slept.
And slept.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. So they all, while the bridegroom tarried, they all begin to slumber and sleep.
Yeah.
And I love this in verse 6. At the midnight, there was a cry made.
Yeah.
And as I began to read this verse of Scripture that night, I remember sitting in my bed thinking on this particular verse. At the midnight, there was a cry made. You see, it's amazing when half of the world is asleep at midnight.
Yeah.
Now, folks, I got some kids now. They're getting a little bit older now, but I understand that sometimes we don't get sleep at midnight. Sometimes they up crying, they up mom and doing this and this. But I understand that at the midnight there was a cry made.
Yeah.
That's an example of saying at the midnight in the air. That you think not.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, it even hits you by surprise. But see, but those that know Jesus and those that have their lamps filled in their vessels still, there'll be no surprises. Why? Because I know what thus saith the Word of God.
Yes.
I know He's coming. And to they that look for Him shall repent a second time with sin unto salvation. The King is coming.
Amen.
I believe that and I know that.
Amen.
I'm looking for Him. But at the midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
Yeah.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Folks, I want you to understand the King's coming.
Yeah.
I want you to understand today, but I know your hearts. I have no idea what condition life that you're living in is, but I'm saying, and I'm praying today that you're sleeping. I'm praying today, if you said, Brother Nathan, it's just going to continue on. Don't worry about it right now. I've got my life to live. I've got all these things going on. The Bible said the God of this world has blinded your eyes.
That's right.
That's right.
I've been blinded myself, folks.
Yeah.
Been blinded myself.
Yeah.
Many times in life, been blinded.
Yeah. Bless your heart, Nathan.
Oh, Lord. Bless
him. Said, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. I remember a lot of the beholds in the Scripture. Love preaching on them. But I just sit right there and I'll part just for a few moments. Just a moment.
Bless
you don't
your
mind.
Heart,
all my life, after I got saved and understand what the relationship between me and Jesus is, and what I built my home on, what I understand my life's going to be like. I cannot wait to behold the bridegroom. This old boy, I'm going to sit here and just testify this for a few minutes. I cannot wait to behold the bridegroom. I cannot wait to see him. The very example of love, the greatest grace, the greatest understanding, the greatest minister, the greatest love, the greatest example that's ever walked the face of the entire world, the greatest talk. The Bible said, not a man spake like this man, no greater love hath no man than this. All these characteristics, I cannot wait. Has sin even said, my eyes have seen my salvation.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to say, behold, I'm the bridegroom. Built my home on you. I went to church on Sunday morning.
Amen.
I preached about it. I sang about it. And there you are. And I love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Behold,
Amen.
The bridegroom. I am the bride of Christ, and He loves
Amen.
Me this morning.
Amen.
Despite of who I am.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
He loves you.
Amen.
How do you get in this? How do you get invited to the marriage? Is to love Him and accept Him as your personal Savior.
Amen.
You ain't got to have a touch on me, son.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. You see, because God looks on the inside of me, not on the outside.
Amen.
He's good today.
Yes, He is.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Yeah.
Go ye out to meet Him. And then all the virgins arose, and they trimmed their lamps.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was growing up at the house.
Bless you, Lord.
Down in the basement, my mom had one of the absolute ugliest looking things I have ever seen in my entire life. Set up on a mantle, two of them. One was red and one was yellow. Burnt yellow. Ugliest looking things I've ever seen. And I remember when the electricity would go off, Dad would go downstairs and Mom would, and they'd get them old lanterns. And they'd bring them upstairs and they'd put them there. And they'd look at them, and everything else in the house was no electricity at all. And boy, my dad, would take his knife out or his scissor, and that, those black things on top of that, on top of the wick there, you see, it couldn't, something couldn't happen. They couldn't take your lighter out or a match and light that, because those things just couldn't burn.
Yeah.
But those things wasn't good to light. So what Dad would do, Dad would take his a knife or a pair of scissors, and he'd begin to trim the top of that, and begin to take that old black stuff that was no good for nothing,
yeah,
and he'd do away with it, and then he just lights you again. And I think what thus saith the word of God, it takes that old dark card, that old black inside of you, and takes the light there. You are the light of the world. Let's give yourself to you. That cannot be here. Praise God today. And God is good. God is great. And God shall touch you this morning.
Amen.
Lighten you.
Amen.
Boy, he'd cut that old wick off, and then he'd relight that thing, and then a light would just come.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's ugly to look at. But I promise you, buddy, when light came, it's beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's beautiful to look at. They all rose and they trimmed their lamps.
Yeah.
And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil.
Yeah.
He said, our lamps has gone out.
Yeah.
Give us of your oil. We didn't make preparation.
Yeah.
We forgot something.
Yeah.
I trimmed my lamp, but it won't light.
Yeah.
Something else I need. One of the brothers said this while ago, and foolish said unto the wise, give us your oil, so if our lamps is gone out.
Yeah.
Verse 9. But the wise answered and said, not so.
Not so.
You know, 2 years ago, preached one of the most valuable ladies in my life.
Yeah.
My grandmother.
Yeah.
And she was wonderful to me and a witness.
Yeah.
To me. What a great woman. But you know, just as much as she loved me.
Yeah.
And as much as she prayed for me.
Tell Nathan.
It's because my grandma was a good woman.
Don't help you.
It's because mom and dad taught me about Jesus.
That don't help you, brother.
It's because I got great good brothers that come and do all these things with me, and I appreciate the guys I work with, the life that I live, my wife, my family. When the bridegroom cometh,
yeah,
I'm on my own this morning.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm on my own.
Yeah.
It's a personal relationship.
Amen.
Between you and him. It's not a group relationship. Thank God this is a great place to be this morning.
Yeah.
And if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, I thank God that you're here.
Amen.
And I want to invite you to come to the greatest gift that God's ever given to the earth.
Amen.
His Son.
Amen.
But it's a personal relationship. But you can't get on that excuse that Mama was a good woman, and she was.
Yeah.
Grandma was a good praying mama, and she was.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do between me and God.
Right.
It's a personal relationship.
Right.
So what happened is, I can imagine this, five of them looked over and said, buddy, there's something down inside of your lamp that I need to light my lamp so I can go meet him. But what happened is, Brother Kevin said, buddy Nathan, I can't give you what I've got because I got it at an old-fashioned altar.
Yeah.
Only God can give that to you. I can't give that. Folks, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter about the name across the door. It's if you love Jesus Christ and have the blood of Calvary applied to your life this morning. It's
Amen.
A personal
Amen.
Relationship between you and God.
Amen, son.
It's a not so. I can't give that. It can't be bought.
Nope.
It can't be sold.
No.
Oh, it's a gift of God.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Precious, folks.
Amen, preacher.
It's precious. He said, not lest there not be enough for us. Why don't you go over to them that sell and buy for yourself?
Bless your heart, buddy.
Bless you, Lord.
I appreciate that word this morning, Brother Brandon. You have no idea what that done for me. And verse 10 said this, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And here's where we're at this morning, folks.
Tell Nathan.
And they that were ready. And they that were prepared.
Yeah.
And they that knew Jesus. And they that wasn't making a mockery. And they that come to church and understood the relationship, what it took to be saved by the grace of God. They that were ready.
Amen.
You see, for 120 years, Noah preached the wrath of God. Now you imagine that, folks.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get discouraged.
Yeah, me too.
But sometimes because I say, we preach it, we talk to the folks, and nobody feels like they believe us. And Brother Kevin said they'll be sitting here after winning this, not caring about what's going on. But can you imagine for 120 years that Noah preached the wrath of God and 7 people believed him?
That's right.
120 years, 7 people.
Y'all saved.
Believed him.
Yeah.
And that's his family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, brother.
But he preached.
Yeah.
Why? Because he was ready.
Yeah.
Because he understood the importance of having Jesus Christ. He understood the importance of the wrath of God's coming, and I must be ready to face that.
I must be ready.
And I can't face it on my own. The only way that I can face the wrath of God is to believe in His Son and the blood of Calvary.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.
To they that were ready. And I imagine as that rain came, I remember preaching this message a couple years ago. Maybe the most mighty man in that time, maybe the giants in that day, looked up in the air. And the first raindrop hit him right on the nose.
Yeah.
Understand this, they never seen it rain from heaven. Now Noah built this boat that looked like a football field and never seen one raindrop.
Yeah.
Only thing he'd ever seen in his life was a mist come up and wash the ground.
That's right.
That's the only water he'd ever seen. But Noah built this because of faith.
That's right.
Faith is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things
not seen.
I imagine the first raindrop hit that old boy. And it kept coming. Maybe they swam as long as they could swim. And they climbed as tall as trees they could climb. But the wrath kept coming.
Yeah.
And they all perished because of unbelief.
Yeah.
So they that were ready. Are you ready this morning to meet Him? He's coming.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
Are you ready this morning? I'm asking you to take inventory of your life. A personal relationship. Not how good your family is. I'm asking about you this morning. Are you ready this morning to meet Him?
Amen, preacher.
Amen, preacher.
And they that were ready went in with Him. Get that. Went in with Him to the marriage and the door was shut. And Brother Brandon said, when God shut the door, no man can open.
That's right.
Can you imagine when Noah was sitting there and the pounding upon the ark? Let me in, Noah. I believe. Let me in, Noah.
Amen.
It was too late. After this came also the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said the saddest words. I'm coming to a close, folks.
Amen, brother.
Bless your heart, son.
The saddest words that's ever spoke to mankind.
Amen. Sure is.
I knew you not.
I knew you not.
Watch therefore, for neither know the day nor the hour that the Son of Man cometh.
That's good, son.
There's coming a time, folks, of separation.
Yeah.
Amen.
There's coming a time, as we see here in verse 2, 5 are wise and 5 are foolish. I'm praying here today that you know Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm praying for everyone this morning that has their oils and got them trimmed up, got oil in their vessel, and they're ready to meet the bridegroom. But if you're not this morning, they that were ready. So, Brother Nathan, what does that mean to be ready? How do I be prepared to meet the bridegroom?
Yeah.
There's a man died on the cross of Calvary. He bled and died there that you could be free.
Yep.
They hung him on a cross and he died there on that third and appointed morning. They come looking for him.
Yeah.
But he had rose from the grave. And he went to the sinning Father, and one day he's coming. The King's coming, folks. If you believe in your heart the gospel and you can confess that with your mouth. I believe there's a drawing power from God.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
I believe that. Confess it with your mouth. The Bible says ye shall.
Shall be.
Not that you could be. Not that ye shall. It's a no-so salvation, folks.
Amen, brother.
Ye shall be saved today.
Amen. Yeah.
So I'm praying that if you're not ready, this is real, folks. It's life or death.
Amen.
It's heaven or hell. It's real this morning. If you're not ready to meet the bridegroom, I pray today that you get ready.
Amen.
Because you never know. Yesterday's a memory. Tomorrow's a possibility.
Amen.
But today is a day of salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand this morning. Adam, give us a song.
Stand out front, brothers. Stand out front.
Lord bless.
His word. Are you ready to go this morning?
Brother Adam sings this song. Are you ready to go this morning? Are you ready to go? Honestly, look at your life. Are you ready to go? That's something, Matthew 25, about going out and meeting the bridegroom. The one thing in that whole chapter that always catches my mind is the shut door. There's doors in your life when God gives you an opportunity to get right with Him. Today might be one of them times a door of opportunity has been opened to you to get right with God. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. When God shuts the door of opportunity, when it's time to not getting right with Him, you ain't getting right with God, friend. You'll come on His terms and His ways. And if God is dealing with you, and the door is open, He's bidding you to come right now. I pray, dear friend, if you're here and you're lost, that you make a step right now towards Jesus Christ while He's bidding you to come. Listen, if God, if you're here, dear Christian friend, and you're saved, and God's been bidding you, send the doors open right now, restore that fellowship, get that fixed back up right with me. Listen, the altar's here. We'll pray with you. We'll help you in any way we can. But friend, you need to take a move, and you need to take a step by... While the door is open, while God is calling you and bidding you to come, you need to make a move and come towards God. Don't be stubborn. Like the brother preached, listen, when the rain started falling, they could beat on the door. They could run all they want, but they're not getting in. You need to come right now, bless God, while God is calling you and while God is wooing you to an altar of prayer. Quit looking at all the excuses. Quit looking at all the reasons why you've not come yet. And you come while God is bidding you to come. Oh, He loves you. Can you so much as just come down here? Take all these brothers by the hand. Take me by the hand. Go back to your seat. We'll leave you alone. That's a step. We've had several people in here do that. Go back to your seat.
What you got, Miss Morton?
Can you move?
I believe Jesus is looking at God and He's saying, listen, He said, is it time yet? Is it time for me to go? Are you ready to go when He comes?
And I'll sing hallelujah.
Did He come this morning?
My joy is complete.
Hey folks, I'm going to leave you one
question. When I lay my crown.
If Jesus Christ would have come back 5 minutes ago, what would you have seen? You can't say, Brother Nathan, I am for sure.
All the good
I am ready.
Yeah.
I am ready to go to heaven.
Yeah.
I pray the power of the Lord. I pray the fear of God would be in your life right now to understand. And I promise to lay that I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah.
With the worm of thy snort and the fires in the
fire. Yeah.
The place of violence is my friend to die.
Yeah.
I pray if you're not ready this morning to meet Him, let me tarry just a few more moments. I'd ask you to come.
Would you come this morning? Please come. Make things right with the Lord this morning.
My prayer.
Every head bowed, every eye closed.
As a matter
of fact, we're coming to a close right here, dear friend. You want prayer? Just be you and God. I'm not going to say no to me. I'm not going to come back here to you.
King,
you lift up your hands and pray for me, preacher. I'm not ready to go.
I know I'm not.
You're not ready to go. You're not ready to go. Are you ready to go out and meet the bridegroom?
I'm not ready to go.
If you raise your hand and say, pray for me, preacher, I need prayer.
I know I'm not ready to go. I'm not ready to go.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You, Lord, for our time today here, Father. God, I thank You for these brothers that came here, Lord. I thank You for the sweet spirit that's been here today, Father. Thank You for the songs that have been sung here, Father. Lord, anybody here that's lost, Lord, they don't have to go out of here lost, Lord. God, I pray, God, that You just keep the door, Lord, open for them. Keep drawing them, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, may we be a light, Lord, and a beacon, Lord, to the lost and dying world, Father. God, I love You so much, God, and thank You so much for Your marvelous works, Lord. So many in here, Father, Lord, I pray, God, they need stirred up, Lord. They need their minds stirred up and their spirits stirred up, Father, and I pray you'll do that today, Lord. God, I pray those that are lost, Lord, please continue to convict them, Lord. Convict them and show them, God, they need you before they need their very next breath, Lord. God, please go with these brothers as they leave here, Lord, and make the travel back to their homes, Lord. Be with their lives and their ministers, Lord. Help Brother Brandon, Lord, as he's now it's just called and he stepped up for you, Father. Be with him, Lord. Help him, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much for loving us, Lord, in spite of us, Lord. In Jesus' precious name that I pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to ask them to get a song of fellowship. You all come down and fellowship with our brethren that has come out today
to be with us.